ich finde, ich brauche echt ein neues Handy.
Nimm doch meins. Ist doch mega.
Ja, mega alt.
Endlich ein Traumhandy statt Papas altem. Hol dir jetzt zum Beispiel das Samsung Galaxy S26 Ultra zum Toppreis. Mit dem Jugendplus-Bonus für alle bis 27. Details auf 3.at/Jugend. Freiheit hoch 3.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk.
With Aviva Insurance.
Well, the Rotunda Hospital must provide the HSE with a list of all of the private work being carried out by consultants at the hospital who are on public-only contracts by today. Now, last week, the master of the Rotunda, Professor Sean Daly, said the practice was continuing despite a direction that it should stop. The public-only consultant contract was introduced across the health service as part of Sláintecare in 2023. I'm joined now by Padraic Rice, TD, who's Social Democrats' health spokesperson. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
What side of the argument do you stand on?
Oh, we're very clear on this. The public-only contract must be implemented in full. And I think, Claire, the clue is in the name. It's a public-only contract to deliver public care in our public hospitals, which is funded by the state. And I think this is really an important issue. It's core to the reform for health services, delivery of Sláintecare, and building up a universal healthcare system that every citizen in Ireland can depend on and can rely on. And we can't allow one individual hospital or one CEO of a hospital to unpick that landmark reform of delivering that public-only contract.
But Padraic, in every other area of health, as far as I'm aware, people do have a choice as to whether to go public or private. It's denied to women, though, in maternity services, even if they have complications and they feel that they need continuity of care. They can't get it now because of this.
That's not accurate, Claire, because private, those on the old contracts continue to provide private care, and that will continue for many years to come until those consultants retire. So that choice will remain. And I fundamentally believe in women's choice within healthcare. They should have a choice about midwife-led care or doctor-led care or the choice of a home birth or the domino scheme. And those choices should be available to all women, not just those who have the money to pay for it. And we need to ensure that women are heard, listened to, and that their choices are respected. And similarly, in terms of continuity of care, all women should expect to have continuity of care within the public system. It's available in other parts of the public system. It should be available in maternity care. But those have to be available to everybody. You should have equal treatment in our public hospitals. These are funded by us through our taxes. The hospitals are paid for by the state. The consultants are fully paid for. And the consultants knew what they were getting into. They're intelligent people. They signed public-only contracts to deliver public work. They're being very well paid to do it. And we believe that they should do that, and they should get on with doing that and provide really good care for everybody in Ireland.
This seems to have become very nasty very quickly. You know, you have this threat now hanging over the Rotunda of a withdrawal of funding. Do you agree with that strategy from the minister?
We don't want it to get to a point where funding is being withdrawn from public hospitals. But hospitals have to comply with the contracts they sign, with the service level agreements they sign with the HSE and the department. They need to implement those in full and deliver the services that they have committed to providing and ensure that we have the best quality care. So I agree with the actions taken, and this was exposed at the Health Committee 2 weeks ago when the master was in front of us. But it shouldn't have taken this being exposed in the Health Committee for action to be taken. The minister has known about this for over a year, and we think firmer action should have been taken in advance of that. But we do welcome the development, and we do welcome the minister taking a strong line on this, because we have to defend the principle here about building up our public healthcare systems. We have to reform our healthcare system, Claire. Like, everybody in Ireland should have a public healthcare system that they can rely on. That is a European norm. Most other countries have universal healthcare, single tier, and have a system that everybody can rely on and depend on, and a system that's there for you to care for you when you need it. And we will defend that to the hilt.
But the people who will suffer here, the people who have organised to have private care with consultants on these public only contracts in the Rotunda. You know, if this goes the way the minister wants it to go, that arrangement will have to end. So perhaps there should have been a longer lead in time, Padraic, to put this in place, would you agree? Not 3 years, but perhaps 5.
there was a number of years and there was a significant lead into this. The numbers here, Claire, I think it's important to be clear, are very, very small. We think it's one consultant who is doing this. It seems to me like this is the Rotunda putting this forward as a test case, that they wanted this challenge, and they have an individual consultant doing this, and the number of births are very, very small. So this affects just a small number of people. But for us, it's the principle here that's crucially important. And it's the principle of the consultants who are being paid to do public-only work, doing that work, delivering that care for everybody. So I think there's an element of scaremongering, and I think that that shouldn't be the case. There are a large number of private consultants who will continue to provide private care in public hospitals for many years to come, potentially decades. But our issue is with that public-only contract and those who signed it adhering to the terms and conditions they signed up for. And I don't think that's too much to ask for, given they're being paid quite well out of the public purse to deliver that care. Because every woman, and those who can't afford it, they deserve good quality care. They deserve to have the consultants there to care for them if they need it. And that is crucially important. And we need to stand up for that and say that every woman in Ireland deserves the best quality care in our public hospital. Every child deserves the best start in life. And I don't think that's too much to ask for.
Let's just take the temperature of our listeners who are getting in touch on 087 1400 106 on this. If I had another child, I would 100% go private again. If the government isn't going to invest heavily and dramatically improve the public equivalent, then it's not right to reduce the private option and leave families with the worst of both options to pick from. And that's the problem here, isn't it? That there are no private obstetric facilities in Ireland. So you just don't have an option here.
Yeah, there aren't currently any private options, and that's because it's not viable. The state pays for the insurance, the state pays for the facilities, the state pays for the doctors in the public system. And we need to see the state invest more. We need more doctors, more midwives, better services. And that's crucially important, and that happens over time, because this is a transition over years, potentially decades, and that we need to ensure that the services are built up and that everybody can get the world-class healthcare service. And I think that's what we all should be aiming for and striving for, and trying to ensure that we do have those brilliant services that people can really just rely on, like, and ensure that they're there for them in the time when they need them.
Do you anticipate that there will be a problem for public and voluntary hospitals when it comes to funding, Padraig, in relation to this issue? Because the benefit they get is the payment from the health insurance company, €1,000 a night from patients, maternity patients who have health insurance. That's the income that they get. Now, that will be gone as a result of this once it's all phased out. So what replaces that income?
So we do know that the hospitals are overwhelmingly funded by the state. The Rotunda, for example, gets 90% of its funding from state funding. So the state is investing a huge amount, and we think should invest more and should provide that funding to deliver the best quality care. And also, it's not just about the amount of money invested, it's how the service is delivered. Sláinte Care is about delivering more services in the community, which are more cost effective, and delivering services close to people where they are. And it's about, that's the whole thing with Sláinte Care. It's the big picture reform. It's doing all of it to ensure that we do have that better quality service and delivering care in the community, and doing more midwife care, delivering home births, the domino scheme. It's about doing all of it and doing all of it well, and is crucially important. And these reforms are hard fought for, and we have to ensure that they are implemented.
I suppose people might feel, people who are concerned about this and who want private care in a public hospital because they have no choice, they can't get it in a private hospital because there is none when it comes to maternity services, that we've put the cart before the horse. You're talking about investment and that the service and the care available should be of a standard. But are we there yet? And we're taking away the option for women before the investment has fully come on stream.
We have really good public healthcare systems and well-resourced and safe services. And I think people need to be reassured about that. But it's also important to say that that private option is still there for those who want it. There are over 100 consultants across the state who are providing private care. So for those who want it, it's available today, it's available tomorrow, and it'll be available for years to come.
Until they retire. And then it is gone. So, the Rotunda obviously felt that this was important enough and urgent enough to put their necks on the block when it comes to this and go out with the Trojan horse. There's a reason for that. They haven't done that, because they've got nothing better to do. They clearly feel that there is an issue here.
The Rotunda has disagreed with this for some time and has been engaging with the minister on it for some time. But there is a long transition here. And this is also state policy. Agreed cross-party, all parties in the Oireachtas have signed up to Sláinte Care. It is the policy of the department, of the minister, of the Oireachtas. And it can't be on the Rotunda to unpick that and not adhere to that. They have a service level agreement with the HSE and they have to adhere to that. We can't have individual parts of our health service just deciding amongst themselves that they're going to go against state policy, against the agreed reform plan. We have to ensure that it's implemented in full, and we have to stand up for that principle and the delivery of universal healthcare for absolutely everybody across the state. It's crucially important reforms.
And do you have confidence in the master of the Rotunda, Professor Sean Daly?
Yeah, but I do have concerns about the approach here. And as I said, I think they need to adhere to the contract they signed up to. I think they need to adhere to the service level agreement. And they can't take it upon, the master can't take it upon himself to unpick that landmark contract. Like, this is a really huge reform. The public only contract was a massive part of Sláinte Care. We're paying consultants very handsomely to deliver public care, and they should be doing that work. And we can't allow that to be unpicked by one individual. So I do have concerns about the approach, about the attitude taken. And I think the Rotunda should adhere to the agreements and adhere to state policy and adhere to the cross-party plan to reform our health services. Because for too long in this country, our health services haven't been up to scratch. And we need to implement this reform plan because it's crucially important that we build up services and that we improve our public healthcare system, that it's there, that's reliable, that's high quality, and that everybody can access. And it's about accessing healthcare on the basis of clinical need and not the ability to pay. Padraig, and that is crucially important.
Padraig, thank you for joining us on this. Padraig Rice there, who is Social Democrats TD and health spokesperson.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.